With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hello and welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So apropos to solar eclipse mania comes a quote from a 17th century French nobleman. Neither the sun nor death can be looked at steadily. 400 years later, his words still hold. And I know that these episodes are not exactly cocktail party conversation, but never talking about our deepest fears only makes them grow bigger. Therefore, last week, we tackled two questions about the physical aspects of death. Does it hurt? And what will my final moments be like? This week, we'll continue on with four psychological questions about death. So big thanks to listener Mark in North Carolina for starting this conversation. So let's get into the fears. Fear number one is I'll die with regrets. And this is certainly a legit fear. Pretty much everyone regrets something, though not necessarily a past action. Indeed, two researchers from Cornell University found that our greatest regrets come less from the things we did and more from what we let slip through our fingers. As they put it, quote, actions produce greater regret in the short term, whereas inactions generate more regret in the long run. So why do we more often regret the road not taken? Well, the reason may be simple. Mistaken actions can often be corrected. You can ask for forgiveness, make amends, or try again. But missed opportunities, whether it's Decca Records not signing the Beatles, or any one of us wondering what would have happened if we asked out our college crush, don't usually come around again. Which brings us to what to do. Well, the usual argument against regret is that it's unproductive. Don't cry over spilt milk, let it go, it is what it is. But you can also look at regret as an opportunity. In recognizing and regretting our mistakes, we inherently grow and recalibrate. Regret is a lesson learned, and it can propel you to make different, better choices in the future. It can reaffirm your personal standards and values. In other words, regret is shorthand for live and learn. To take things further, we can share that growth and learning with those we love. So instead of focusing on regrets of the past, focus on the future, both yours and the future of those you love. What can you do to make their future brighter and better? Learn from your regrets and pass on the wisdom you've earned. Fear number two is I'll die without repairing broken relationships. Okay, long estrangement, unresolved conflict, and ongoing drama are all like an infestation of termites. It eats away at your foundation and makes everything shakier. But to borrow from Smokey the Bear, only you can make amends. When you're asking for forgiveness, two things are vital to making it real and making it stick. First is acceptance of responsibility. Take full ownership of whatever happened. And second, actively try to repair the relationship, whether through words or actions, show that you're sorry and that you care. Now, making peace and asking for forgiveness is really hard, but one way to motivate yourself is to make relationship repair part of your bucket list. In addition to skydiving or visiting the Great Wall, aim to make amends with people you have wronged and make peace with those who have wronged you. And while that takes way more courage than bungee jumping, The potential rewards are far greater than any adrenaline rush.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, now that we've had that palate cleanser, back to fear number three. I don't have a faith, and I'm afraid that there's nothing after death. I worry that this is it. Not identifying with a religious tradition, as is the case for 23% of American adults, can be a challenge when contemplating what happens after we die. Many world religions offer the idea of immortality through an afterlife or reincarnation, which can reduce fear of dying. And furthermore, decades of research find that practicing a religion goes along with generally positive outcomes, offering the faithful meaning, purpose, a moral compass, and importantly, a community. But in 2016, a multicultural team of researchers from both the United States and Iran conducted a thought-provoking study that found a belief in science can offer many of the same benefits. Much like a strong religious faith, a strong belief in science, it turns out, goes along with happiness, lower stress, and, germane to our topic, lower anxiety about death. Why? Well, it goes without saying that science is not a religion, and all religions are not the same. But when researchers crunched the numbers, they found that there were two links between well-being and scientific or religious beliefs: hope and purpose. In essence, science offers hope in a better future and infuses our lives with purpose by working to relieve human suffering and enhance the human experience. And that meshes well with many world religions. And finally, fear number four, I'll die without having lived my life to the fullest. Many people worry they'll die before their time, that they'll never drink champagne in Champagne, go back to school to get their bachelor's degree, or run a marathon. And part of the end of life is the loss of a future, the opportunity to plan and do and experience more. And that can be really hard to come to terms with. But living life to the fullest goes beyond experiencing the adventures the world has to offer or the achievements you set out to accomplish. It also means contributing and leaving the world a better place. So think about what your purpose has been. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. You don't have to cure cancer or eradicate hunger, though those wouldn't be too shabby. But did you put time, sweat, and energy towards a larger cause? Did you inspire, support, or make someone feel good about themselves through your words, actions, or gratitude? Did you brighten the days of others? Did you model resourcefulness, creativity, compassion, or another value you hold dear? By all means, experience the fun and amazing things life has to offer, but also find your meaning. It's an ongoing process, but no matter your circumstances, it's growing beyond yourself and connecting to a larger purpose. To wrap up, these are all heavy topics, none of which can be adequately addressed in a listicle of four tips. So, if you're just starting to contemplate your existence and someday its end, keep reading, talking, and reflecting. The fact that humans are the only animals who know they will someday die can be a burden, but it can also be a blessing if you use that knowledge to live well. So while walking through that valley and that shadow may be far off, it's good to take a look at the map, because doing so might change your route through life. Okay, here concludes our 2 weeks on the heaviest of heavy topics. Next week, we'll bring you an oldie but goodie from the archives on mindfulness, and then we'll launch into September with some great hacks for social anxiety. Thanks so much for making The Savvy Psychologist a part of your life. Never miss a thing when you sign up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters or subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also listen on Spotify, follow on Twitter at QDT Savvy Psych, or like on Facebook, where there are always links to episodes no longer available on Apple Podcasts. I'm Dr. Ellen Hedrickson, and The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you all next Friday for a happier, healthier mind.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.